Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me today for episode 351 of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I hope you, your family, friends, loved ones, everybody's having a safe week and that you're out getting a chance to do something fun and creative out there. This time of year, photographically up in the Pacific Northwest, it's always a little odd as we have very gray skies day after day. And amazingly, like, think of the world as zone 5 if you're a black and white photographer. So it's kind of an interesting time up here photographically for us, trying to get adjusted to the flatness of light and our ever-shrinking daylight. So for those of you who have lots of color, lots of light, take a moment to appreciate all that color and light and think of us up here under our gray little blanket. Now, sure, it feels like a warm, snuggly blanket when it's not pouring rain, but nevertheless, sometimes it is nice to have a little more variation than we've had the past 2 or 3 weeks. Also, don't forget the discount code PODCAST10 gets you 10% off our corporate sponsor, Silly Dog Studios, which is the name of our studio here. My wife and partner in crime, Lori, has her herbal studio at shop.sillydogstudios.art. All sorts of herbal products up there. So if you're looking for some holiday gifts, as a dedicated podcast listener, you'll get 10% off with the discount code PODCAST10. There's an interesting tipping point, I think, in photography where we start to take photographs just because we're interested in taking photographs. We just like the experience of pointing the camera at stuff and clicking. Then we try to get better at photography, which then oftentimes results in us getting worse at photography because a little bit of knowledge is dangerous. And then it takes us a while to find our creative spark, get back into what made us passionate about photography. And we kind of work through this little ebb and flow bubble, in and out with the tides kind of effect. And I think one of the things that's interesting about that ebb and flow process is as we figure out what we're doing with our work, as we figure out what we're doing with our photography, we recognize that certain images just seem to work better. Certain processes seem to work better. Certain camera equipment seems to work better. And I've been thinking a lot about what is it about that experience and why is it when we go out and photograph sometimes things seem to be better. And I think part of that is because when we identify the purpose of what something is, it's easier for us to sometimes connect with that work. If we think about the purpose of a specific camera lens, if we stay with gear and equipment for a second, if we think about what a lens does, we think about how a wide-angle lens creates a different image than a telephoto lens. When we think about compression and depth of field and focus distance and all the different variables that go into using a different lens, that if we use the lens for the purpose that we want, to get the photograph that we, with purpose, are trying to make, it works a lot better. If you're trying to create a telephoto experience using a wide-angle lens, it's extremely difficult. The purpose of that wide-angle lens, in terms of how it compresses information, how it displays information, the angle of view, all of those variables are different. And the purpose of that lens is different. So when we try to make it be something that it's not, it can prove to be a challenge, if not impossible, to ultimately get the image that we imagine. If we think about cameras and we think about equipment there, like if you're photographing sports or birds or aviation or fast-moving dancers, you need a camera that can actually have a frame rate that works for you. It creates a number of shots per second. It's able to render those shots. It's able to not fill the buffer of the camera up in such a way that you're able to get the shot you want. If you're shooting with a camera with a slow frame rate, a small buffer, or you're shooting with a camera that doesn't allow you to get the number of shots per second you need or the focus rate you need, maybe the camera doesn't focus as fast as a different camera, we're not able to get that image we want. So we think about the purpose of equipment. We select gear based on the needs we have for the photograph. Same thing with camera bags, same thing with memory cards. Everything we do is ultimately about making sure that that gear is with purpose and intent as we go out to make the photograph. If we think about how we organize our photographs, you know, part of the reasons we stay organized is the purpose of being able to find the photograph later. We want to be able to see the photograph on screen, know what it was, and recall it later. And maybe we can't remember what folder it was stored in or what date it was taken on. So we use things like keywords or collections or a numbering system in Excel, whatever you use to stay organized. It's the purpose of being able to find that photograph again later using whatever organization system it is. But again, we approach that with purpose. If we take that same strategy and we think about our approach to working with images, when we head out to photograph, do we head out with purpose? Do we head out with a reason to photograph? Do we head out and create photographs where we have a reason for making the photograph? And I think this is an interesting space to get your head wrapped around, because we photograph for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes we photograph for the joy of photographing. Sometimes we photograph because we have an assignment. Sometimes we photograph because we have a deadline. We have something we've committed to. We promised our friends we'll photograph their holiday card, and we have to go set up in front of the fireplace and make that holiday card photograph. Whatever it is, we have some commitment to that. So there's a reason for working on that. There's a purpose for that. And I think when we have clarity of purpose in what we photograph, I think it helps us better critique and understand the photographs we're creating. I also think it helps us better understand who we are in that moment that we're creating photographs. And so much of photography, so much of good photography, is about meaningful expression in the moment. It's about knowing what you're photographing. It's about understanding the thing you're photographing. It's about recognizing the things in that moment that you're drawn to photograph. But when we go out to photograph, thinking about what you're going to do, thinking about what you want, I think is important. Because if you want to go out with a camera and you just want to have a day of fun and play, the freedom that that creates, because the purpose of that day is to do nothing but photograph whatever you want. There is no boundary. There is no judgment. There is no quality bar there. It's just, I want to go out and have fun with the camera. And you think about, if you get a new camera, a lot of that experience is, I'm just going to go out and take this for a drive. I'm going to see what this thing can do. How well does it focus? How heavy is it? What do the images look like? How does the gradations and tonal values work? What are all those variables that come into play? The purpose is just this awareness of how this tool works. At the same time, if we go out and our purpose is to find something meaningful, to find something to engage with, to make an interesting street portrait, if our purpose is to find and create a still life that's interesting, we will make different decisions. We will make different choices, and we will evaluate those photographs differently than the photographs we would take that are just there for the fun of it. And when we know what that purpose is, when we know why we're going out to make the photograph, again, I think it makes it easier to make gear decisions. It makes it easier to critique the photograph. It makes it easier to understand what is happening while we make those photographs. If you are going to take the time to actually go out and photograph, again, having a moment of clarity, of making sure that you're photographing the thing you're interested in that day. You know, one of the things I find so interesting about people is when we talk about, I'm not in the mood to photograph, or I haven't photographed in a long time, I'm just not passionate about the things I used to photograph. And if I can get that person to go out, and that person includes myself, if I can get myself to go out, or if I can get somebody else who's in that position to go out and just start taking photographs, and they start to realize, like, wow, you know, I'm not really interested in what I was photographing, but I was pretty interested in photographing this today. I recognized that there was something about the clouds or the trees or the leaves or these people who I met at the bus stop, whatever it is. I got engaged with that. I got connected with that. So my purpose of going out to find something to engage with, to find something to connect with, to reestablish my passion for my photography is different, again, as a purpose, than I'm going out to complete an assignment or a sequence, or maybe you've been shooting a particular region and you're working on a series of images or a body of work you're creating or a little book for the holidays, whatever it is, and you're missing some shots. So your goal, your purpose at that point is to go in and fill in a gap in the visual story, the visual narrative you're telling through the sequence of multiple images. When we don't have a purpose, when we aren't sure about why we're picking up the camera, and again, it doesn't have to be this heady, big, monumental, ground-shaking, universe-changing reason to pick up the camera. It could literally be the purpose is to go out and see what happens today with the camera. It can be that simple. But when we go out with purpose, when we go out and understand what we're attempting to experience that day, we're able to put a foot forward that prevents us from being in that struggle that we have with equipment, where I have the wrong lens for the thing that I want to photograph. So the experience of going out because I want to finish a body of work and I want to go photograph this grain silo in the middle of nowhere because it's the perfect grain silo to tell my story of farming in America. When I go out and make that photograph, that purpose for that, it tells me what to put in the bag, what time of day to show up, all of that experience. If I know that, and that's my reason for going, I'm going to be much more successful because I've put the right lens on the camera for the shot. And I don't mean the right lens for that silo, but the metaphorical lens of I'm no longer trying to create a telephoto shot using the wide angle lens because I have the purpose identified for not what the camera needs to be, not what the lens needs to be, but the most important part of the photographic process. And that's what's happening in my own head, in my heart when I photograph. The purpose inside of me, that's innately inside of me as I'm photographing, becomes clear. And that's what allows me to be successful. That's what allows me to kick my photography up to the next notch. It's also what allows me to understand that sometimes when I don't pick up a camera, it's because maybe I haven't thought about why I need to pick up that camera. And maybe that reflection alone is enough to have me pick up the camera that, wow, you know, I'm a lot more relaxed when I photograph. Or, oh, I really enjoy making photographs. I haven't done that in a while. I think I'm going to get back to enjoying that instead of being stressed about whatever it is in life. The purpose becomes the connection to the experience of the photograph and the photography experience. Whatever it is, that point of clarity, I think, can really help us when we understand the purpose for creating the picture. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Again, thanks so much for joining me. I really do appreciate you taking some time out of your week to listen to the podcast. Be safe out there. Take care of one another. And I will see you all next week for episode 352.